I'm excited, you know, for me to have an opportunity once again to step into another room outside of my area of knowledge and coach the receivers. It just gives me a chance to grow as a coach, and it's, you know, Edgar's done a great job with that group. And once again, like when I came here with the running backs, I have great resources to rely on to help me become a better coach with those guys. And Edgar will be a big part of that as well, as Jerry and Edgar were when I came to the running backs.
It's all part of the continuity and the ability to be an expert in your area. And then now you're given the new responsibility. And the gentleman that's been the expert there in the past, is, you know, his office is right next to you. So, yeah, it's a great advantage to have.
You know, number one, you know, we spend a lot of time with each other as far as in certain meeting rooms. And the communication is excellent, and that's really the bottom line. It's getting everyone on the same page and making sure that we communicate, we over communicate, so we can go out and we can execute at a high level.
Between the quarterbacks and receivers are such a tight group anyway that I think this will just accentuate that, and you know, I think we'll get better there, becoming on the same page. I mean, the opportunity to work with that room. You know, it's a special group of guys that are in there, high character guys with great football intelligence, and I'm excited to get in there and get to meet with them. But we'll still do a lot together, as we usually do. You know, we just got to get the logistics of what happens in season and where our time is spent with each group. But it's definitely a challenge I'm excited about.
It's really going to be seamless. You know, we'll be a little more creative in how we practice. We actually spent a ton of time together with the quarterbacks and receivers. So, you know, like I said, our players won't see a huge change in how their daily operation, because the way we game plan, the way we meet, and the big changes that we made last year to our schedule and the state program, I mean, we felt that, you know, we hit a home run there. So, I mean, we're not going to change a whole lot of that. And these changes on our staff won't be big changes for our players.
The more that I think that the receivers and the quarterbacks are together, the more beneficial it will be for both groups. You know, we do have individual periods where we break up and do our drill work. We'll just have to schedule that and structure that where I can get to both groups, you know, possibly the quarterbacks during special teams and then the individual period working together. So we'll find a way to make it work.
Once again, I feel very strongly we will improve because of these changes and adjustments.
I think with the staff that we have here and the players, you know, I don't think there's any limits to our success.